This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow before dawn, causing only light damage but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued relentless bombardment of Kyiv with another night in assaults on the city. Meanwhile, International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi on Tuesday said that neither Russia nor Ukraine committed to respecting five principles laid out by the International Atomic Energy Agency to try to safeguard Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhia power plant. Grossi, who spoke to the UN Security Council, has tried for months to grasp some type of agreement.
We believe that this is a deterrent factor. In case anybody would have the idea to attack a nuclear power plant. It's not enough. We need peace. We need the complete stabilization of the situation.
In the United States, a debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden has advanced to the full House. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the bill, Chairman Tom Cole calling it a product of compromise.
We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
It would restrict spending for the next 2 years while also suspending the nation's debt limit. But South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman, also a member of the Freedom Caucus, was disappointed.
We had a real bill that was going to make a difference. We did in the original bill. This being watered down.
He and Texas Congressman Chip Roy joined Democrats in opposing the bill's advance. Ranking Democrat Jim McGovern accusing the GOP of weaponizing the debt ceiling.
What you are trying